From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey has ordered the detention of more than 40 journalists as a crackdown against the July 15th failed coup widens. The government said it's investigating possible criminal conduct, but one journalist group denounced the move as a witch hunt against journalists deemed critical of the government. The crackdown is aimed at those believed to be allied with exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, currently in the U.S. and whose extradition has been demanded. Turkey accuses him of being behind the attempted coup. Gulen has denounced it and denied taking part in it. Regional analyst Stephen Zunis of the University of San Francisco says it would appear President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is trying to solidify his hold on power.
These are not supporters of Gulen, whom he accused of being behind the coup. These are in large part legitimate pro-democracy secular dissidents and others whose only crime, really, is to oppose the increasing authoritarianism of the Turkish regime.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said freedom of the press is one of the rights enshrined in Turkey's constitution.
President Obama, on more than one occasion, has had a conversation with President Erdogan about the United States' own view and the U.S. government's own view that protecting those rights is important.
Tens of thousands of soldiers, civil servants, police, academics, and judges have been targeted in the two-week crackdown that's been criticized by the European Union. Republic of Congo opposition leader Pauline Makaya was sentenced Monday to 2 years in prison for his role in protests in October against a referendum that extended the rule of President Denis Sassou Nguesso to a third term. Makaya was charged on four counts, including incitement to disturb the public order. He has denied any wrongdoing. This is VOA News.